Massive, historic, once in a generation. That is how Vermont leaders describe the amounts of money for housing that flowed into the state since 2020. Much of this money was federal pandemic aid, and it came as Vermont's housing crisis was reaching a boiling point.
We need to put this money to work for working families. They're depending on us. And with some creativity and these historic resources, we can make this happen.
That is Governor Phil Scott in 2022. But what did these historic resources actually build after all? Reporter Carly Berlin pieced it together in a collaboration with VT Digger. And she joins us now. Hey, Carly.
Hey, Jen.
Carly, will you start off by telling us, how did you begin investigating this?
I'd been hearing housing officials and elected leaders tout this extraordinary amount of money that got put into building housing. But I first wanted to know exactly how much we as a state spent, and I couldn't find a comprehensive answer. So I started gathering data from the three major entities who oversee public money for housing development in Vermont. Then VT Digger's intrepid data reporter, Aaron Patanko, helped me pore over so many spreadsheets cleaning up this data. And then we added up all the money Vermont directed towards affordable housing between 2020 and 2024 from, you know, federal COVID aid packages and surpluses in the state budget, plus regular funding streams like tax credits. The grand total was nearly $790 million.
$790 million. Wow, that is an enormous amount of money. Okay, so what did $790 million buy?
This helped create about 4,400 homes. Now, there is some nuance there. We wanted to look at new homes added to the housing stock as much as possible. About 2,200 of these homes were new, and another 1,100 or so were categorized as rehabs, which is actually a pretty broad term in the way these agencies use it. Sometimes it means, for instance, turning an old school into apartments. Sometimes it means preserving an existing apartment complex as subsidized housing going forward. And then we looked at another new initiative created during this time focused on fixing up vacant rentals, which produced another 1,000 homes. Pretty much all of these homes we looked at are considered affordable, which means they have some kind of income restriction on them or a cap on the rent or sale price.
Okay, so 4,400 sounds like a lot of homes. I mean, did we do it, Carly? Is the housing crisis solved?
You know, if you look at this one way, this funding sent Vermont's affordable housing builders into hyperdrive. That's how Housing Commissioner Alex Farrell puts it.
What we here in Vermont did was truly push our system into sort of a turbo speed.
He says all of this money helped shore up the lower income end of the housing market during this really vulnerable moment. But when you look at this another way, the cost of construction shot up during this exact same time period because of inflation, supply chain issues, labor constraints, along with high interest rates. So Vermont ended up getting a lot less bang for its buck than it would have in a pre-pandemic economy. And a lot of these homes still aren't open because of just how long it takes to build larger scale affordable housing projects. And when you zoom out from just affordable housing, all the projections say we still are not building enough housing overall to meet demand.
Carly, you looked at a couple of examples of projects to understand what sorts of housing the state was prioritizing. Will you walk us through one of those?
On the large end of the scale, this funding helped build entirely new neighborhoods. I went to one of these developments when it was under construction. It was one of the largest recipients of this windfall. It's tucked off of Route 7 in Shelburne. The nonprofit developer Champlain Housing Trust was putting the finishing touches on a new apartment building and a series of townhouses, all of which will be sold and leased at subsidized rates in perpetuity. Michael Monti, the trust CEO, took in the scene.
When you see people beginning to own their own homes and are just so happy when they move in, or when people move into their rental housing and finally have stable housing, big difference.
A big new development like this is not cheap, and there are all kinds of requirements on public money for a project like this that can end up driving up cost. The total price tag here is about $55 million, which means, on average, each of the homes in this 94-unit neighborhood cost about $600,000 to build.
Okay, well, this is just one approach to building affordable housing in the state, right? Using a lot of public money to build these big projects that will stay affordable permanently. Carly, you mentioned another program geared toward vacant rentals earlier. What has that achieved?
So this is the total opposite end of the spectrum. The state started up a new initiative called the Vermont Housing Improvement Program, which is geared at building accessory dwelling units in homeowners' backyards, rehabbing apartments that had fallen into disrepair, and getting them back into the market. The state has helped create over 1,000 rentals in this program, with the average grant being just over $38,000. State officials say the exciting thing here is that the program delivers a lot of homes at a very low cost and more quickly than building a new apartment complex from scratch.
Too soon to say that sounds like a real bargain for the state?
You know, it is. But on the flip side, these homes only need to stay affordable for a pretty short period of time, 5 or 10 years. So those rules, they're going to start expiring this fall for some homes. And we're going to have to see if landlords decide to start raising rents. For now, Farrell, the housing commissioner, says the state thinks many of these landlords will keep renting at below market rates and keep their current tenants. I had one landlord tell me that's his plan. David Began got a grant to fix up an abandoned duplex in Canaan in 2020, and a family of four moved in.
We got good tenants, and we're happy with what we're doing. I don't do that Airbnb thing. I'm more take care of local people.
Okay, Carly, so the big push of funding is now over. The state has a tighter budget, and federal support for housing and homelessness is threatened under the Trump administration. So what is the outlook for affordable housing in Vermont now?
Some advocates have been pushing for new taxes on higher earners to fund affordable housing going forward. This has not gone very far in the legislature. Policymakers have been focusing a lot of their efforts on trying to tamp down costs for all kinds of housing. But right now, homelessness in Vermont is still at record levels. Market rents are still out of reach for many Vermonters. And some advocates for affordable housing worry that without more money coming in, this COVID-era boost in building affordable housing, it'll just be a blip.
That is Report for America Corps member Carly Berlin. Carly covers housing and infrastructure for VT Digger and Vermont Public. Carly, thanks for joining us today.
You got it.